This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, we got a lot of names from the documents and the victim testimony, people involved with Epstein. I wonder, what were they up to the day that Epstein died?
Less than 24 hours after unsealed court documents revealed that several politicians, including Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew of the royal family, were implicated in the pedophile scandal of Jeffrey Epstein, Epstein dies in his jail cell while on 24-hour suicide watch. There was a camera malfunction during his alleged suicide, and a pathologist connected to the JFK investigation was chosen to conduct the autopsy. For most of the world, the death of Jeffrey Epstein was a grave injustice. But for many of those implicated in the recently unsealed documents, it was a cause for celebration. Several Democrats and Republicans partied in Israel, home of the Mossad, which seems to be at the heart of the Epstein scandal. Bill and Hillary Clinton were out smiling for the cameras in Illinois, while kisses and hugs, Hillary and Bill, was scrawled outside of Epstein's Manhattan estate. And the Queen of England had a lovely day with jubilant Prince Andrew. Nothing to see here, folks. Go back to sleep. There is no conspiracy. Let old acquaintances be forgot and never brought to mind.
My dear, really got to wonder why anybody in media wouldn't be questioning the official narrative. We can make assumptions, but we won't. We'll just ask why.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to the phone lines and go to Grant in Iowa. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Owen.
Hi.
Just wanted to point out kind of the coincidence of, you know, them doing this bait and switch or whatever on early Saturday morning, which gives the lying mainstream media 2 days to run their BS narrative. And it'll be interesting to see what, like, Tucker says tonight about it, if he's even allowed to talk it on. But my friend sent me this thing off Reddit, too. It's a quick little text. I wanted you to read. It's one of the workers from the facility where he's being kept. So he says, quote, "Not saying anything after this. Please do not try to dox me. But last night, after 4:15 count, it took him medical in a wheelchair."
Yeah, right. I saw that. It's an anonymous post. I really don't want to put too much credence into that because it's an anonymous post and who has any idea. But basically, it's the same thing. It's common sense. There was clearly a stand down given to get Epstein out or kill him. Was it from forces of good or forces of evil? Thanks for the call, Grant. Let's squeeze one more call in here before Gerald Celente takes over. Let's go to David calling in from Massachusetts. Go ahead, David.
How you doing, Owen? I got something that nobody's thinking about right now. Now, the Democrats, they don't like when school's kids go on summer vacation because they can't stay school shootings. Now, my kids are going back to school in about 2 weeks, and I believe that they're warming up some school shootings, and they're going to blame it on InfoWars, and they're going to blame it on President Trump. What do you think about that?
Well, they're already doing it. I mean, they literally are already doing that. I mean, they tried to scrub the whole El Paso shooters' history and make him out to be conservative. So they are literally engaging in this as we speak.
I haven't heard anything about. I mean, I heard about, you know, what you're talking about, but I didn't know they were doing it right now. As
the FBI, David, listen to this. The FBI won't even go in to the Dayton, Ohio shooter's phone or anything because they know he was a total leftist Antifa member. Like, they don't. The narrative is supposed to be Trump bad. They're the bad guys. Antifa's the bad guys.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
That's right, and I'm about to hand it over to Gerald Celente from the Trends Research Journal, who is in his best boogie suit today. So that means he's on Super Male Vitality, and he's going to be boogieing with you for the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. But first, I'm going to throw a bunch of bouncing balls into his ring. Obviously, the Epstein ball is still bouncing around. But you've got Monsanto right now trying to bully people out of telling the truth about them and what their products have done causing people cancer. And all the lawsuits they've covered up. CNN profiled an illegal immigrant, claiming, oh, he's the best. How dare. It's so sympathetic. And then that guy ended up killing a man driving without a license. Hillary Clinton is fundraising for illegal immigrants. Now, this stuff is more right into Gerald's wheelhouse. You had Bank of America raising the chance of recession to 1 in 3 in the next 12 months. Gerald says it's 100%. Bankruptcy filings rising across the country could get worse. Most of these are in Democratic cities, big cities where people, because here's the thing, the business goes bankrupt, no individual suffers except the workers that don't get paid. And then you've got a couple developments happening across the nation that are very important that I think Gerald may be able to highlight here. But again, I'm just throwing these bouncing balls in his arena. He can take them wherever they want. You just had a changing of the guard. In Guatemala, Guatemalan election winner sets sights on changing Trump migration deal. This is huge. New presidential elect Alejandro Guillamate is not going to work with Trump like the old leadership has been, where they're flying, they're deporting people back to Guatemala, they're stopping people on this caravan in Guatemala. That's why the immigration numbers were going down and we were finally deporting. New president looks like he's not going to do that. And then Argentine election. Surprise triggers crash in peso and bond sell-off. So I really wanted to get Gerald's take on Mauricio Macri, the new president of Argentina, and what this election means. Gerald Celente, take it over.
Oh, thank you, Owen. You know, I want to pick up first where we left off with Epstein. And this is the story in today's Wall Street Journal. Conspiracy theories fly online over Epstein's death. The death of Jeffrey Epstein set off a wave of conspiracy theories online that demonstrate both how social media fuels misinformation and threatens to erode public acceptance of the results of any investigation. I can't use the word, but it's BS, what they're saying here. Conspiracy theory? How about a conspiracy theory that the cat killed himself? Could that be a conspiracy theory? I'd like you to play a clip that we did on 2 weeks ago at the end of July, talking about what would happen with Epstein and the people that would hire the mob to get him out. So if you could play that right now.
Like this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, built a fortune of more than $500 million, leveraging unusually close relationships with a powerful small group of rich individuals over four decades, hanging out in the club with all the other sickos in that kind of club. You know, there's rumors that they're going to kill this guy. You know, all the stuff.
There you got it. The rumors that they're going to kill this guy.
Gerald, you're taking over here. It's just so funny because I almost want to go grab the clip. The crew may be able to find it, of Joe Biggs and I on Friday saying the exact same thing. I mean, everybody knew it was coming, Gerald.
Yeah. This is 2 weeks ago. Conspiracy theory? How about this, you little slimers out there that are telling us, quote, that we have to accept, we're eroding public acceptance of the BS they're shoving down our throat. To me, it's conspiracy theory that the cat killed himself. I mean, this is such BS. They slaughtered the guy. You don't screw with the Clintons and the mob. This thing was going to turn. You know what was going to happen? They were going to give him a deal. That was going to happen. And he was going to spill the beans. And before he spilled the beans, they got rid of him. It's a conspiracy theory to believe this guy killed himself to me. But here's the deal. They should be banning the mainstream news for selling the conspiracy theory that he killed himself. We're supposed to swallow the crap that they keep shoving down our throat. Let me tell you something, Owen. That guy Saddam Hussein, he has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. You don't believe me? You don't believe that I'm a lying little piece of low-life crap named George W. Bush and Wolfowitz and Penis Cheney and all the rest of them? No, you swallow that crap. That if you don't, then you are guilty of eroding public acceptance of the BS they're shoving down our throat. This guy was wiped out. And I resent the people that call it a mafia. That's a hit on the Italians. This is bigger than a mafia. This is the Washington murderers. The Barack Obamas that slaughter people. You know, I don't like that guy, Gaddafi. I want him out of there. I don't like that guy, Assad. I don't care who you kill. I want him out of there. Bill Clinton, Bush, one murderer after another. They wiped this guy out because all the dirt. Oh, the Duke of Windsor. Yeah. You got it. The mob took him out. The mob of the elite that steal all our money.
Honestly, Gerald, there's not even a term for this. This is so big. Again, the victims knew they were going to kill him. The lawyers knew they were going to kill him. Gerald Celente knew they were going to kill him. I'm going to play the clip of me and Joe Biggs saying they're going to kill him. Everyone in the world knew. Clearly a stand-down order. Who gave the stand-down order? That's what we need to know. Here's Joe Biggs. You just played the clip, Gerald. We should do this more often because we're all. You just heard Gerald Celente predicting they would kill him. Here's Joe Biggs and I last Friday. Hours before he died, predicting it.
Huge treasure trove of Jeffrey Epstein documents come out. All the names of the people. It was just incredible. It was basically 1 or 2 degrees of separation from either the Clintons or directly the Democrat Party or huge donors of the Democrat Party or a big part of the media. I mean, every single one. So, I mean, Joe, what do you make of all of this? I mean, we talked about, you said Epstein's probably going to shoot himself 3 times in the head in jail.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about Epstein for years.
Mm-hmm.
Connections with the Clintons and all that. But I never thought, you know, in a million years we would see him be arrested and get to this point. But I think they've gotten so scared of him because of the information he has. What better way to control him than have him in that prison where they can sit there and scare the living crap out of him all the time.
Mm.
And it's only going to be a matter of time, like I said, you know, joking that he shoots himself 3 times in the head, you know, while he's in prison. You know, they don't want that kind of information getting out. That's going to bring down the whole That brings down the Titanic. That's the iceberg right there. He needs to be out of prison. Like, Trump needs to get him moved somewhere else. You need that bird singing.
Well, that was a crazy thing, too. How do you not
have him? He's in New York. You know, isn't that where he's in jail at, New York?
How do you not have him so under surveillance that he could even be coming close to death like that? I mean, we still don't know what really happened.
That's what I'm saying, though. He's in New York, though.
I mean, he's in there with the dirty cop who is obviously running probably big cocaine ring.
I don't know. I think if Trump wants to really expose these people, that's what he needs to do. He needs to move him. He doesn't need to. We don't need to wake up one day and hear that Epstein was killed. That can happen after he sings.
He tried to kill himself. That was literally Friday. That was literally Friday.
Oh, yeah, they wanted to keep him in his house.
Joe Salenti predicting Epstein would die on InfoWars. You just heard me and Joe Biggs predicting he would die less than 24 hours before he did it. And then what do, Gerald? They ban us off everything, and they say we're fake news.
I know.
All right, I'm handing over the baton. I'm going to get out of the seat. I'm a loudmouth. I'm yelling. Gerald Salenti's the expert. He's got a lot to say. But, Gerald, this is unbelievable. We have such an opportunity to awaken America right now. The window of opportunity is now. Throw the ball through the window. We've got an empty net. Push the puck into the net. It's game over, folks. Somebody murdered Jeffrey Epstein, and the media is lying about it. They think the average IQ is 10 in this country. It's not. Tell people the media is covering up for Jeffrey Epstein's murder.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being here. Thanks for having me on. And Owen asked me a couple of questions, and one of them was about Argentina. They had a called primary election, but what this is, it indicates who's going to win in October. And here's the Monday today, the Wall Street Journal, before the story came out. You see all these underlines, by the way? This is what I do every day. Ugh. I read newspapers, online stuff, and I underline the salient points of the story. So you can see I had to read the whole thing. You just can't get it from the headlines, the little sound bites. And that's all people are doing now. They just have everything on their hand. And so everything's handheld, and that's all you're getting is a handful rather than the entire story. So just a couple of things out here about a win for Mr. Fernandez, this is the guy that he was running against, of more than 5 percentage points would raise fears among investors about the return to the power of Ms. Kirchner. She was running before, she was running the show before him, and her husband was running it before that. During her 8-year term that ended in 2015, Ms. Kirchner nationalized businesses, implemented price controls, and defaulted on Argentinian debt. As Mr. Macri grapples with anger over an economic recession and double-digit inflation, they all love this guy Macri. He was one of the white shoe boys. That's right. Brainwashed into the club. He was going to fix everything. And boy, did he fix it for the Argentinians. That's right. Borrowed $57 billion from the IMF, the International Mafia Federation. You know, the ones they call it austerity measures. We're going to raise your taxes. We're going to take your benefits. We're going to increase the retirement age until after you die. Because we made bad loans with our banks and we don't like making bad loans. So we're going to take the money from you, and we got a little clown over here that's just one of the boys that's going to do what we tell him to do. That's what they did in Argentina, as they did in Greece and other places, shafting it to the people. So what else do they have to say in this article in the Wall Street Journal? Double-digit inflation, economic turmoil would undercut his efforts to persuade voters to give him another 4-year term. So persuade voters so he could shaft them for another 4 years. Mr. Macri, who was elected in 2015 with 51% of the vote, on promises to slash inflation and jumpstart economic growth. In June, you know what their inflation rate was? 56%. He did a great job. He's terrific. One of the white shoe boys. So here's the vote. Macri got 47%. Excuse me. He was defeated by Fernandez, who got 47%.
He got the grand total of 32%. They said 5% would really change the direction of this. So there you go. That's what's going on in Argentina. The importance of this is bigger, of course, than what's going on in Argentina with their, I think it's about a 23% unemployment rate. Owen mentioned how the peso took a big hit. The Argentinian peso is down over 50% already this year. And it's going on all over the world. Not at one time, but at different levels all over. Risk of recession grows for Asian commercial hub. Of course, they're talking now a lot about what's going on in Hong Kong, but throughout the area. Several researchers are expecting quarter-on-quarter contraction, the second such decline in a row, and a technical definition of recession for Hong Kong. It's not only there, you're looking at slowdowns in Indonesia, India. You saw what they did in India. You know one of my sayings. When all else fails, they take you to war. The Indian equity markets are plummeting. They had an election recently. Modi, the prime minister, got reelected. The economy's going south. So now they just repealed a law that they did in 1947, giving Kashmir the right to have their own government. That's gone now. So it's one place after another where we're seeing the loss of rights and a build-up to war. You name the country, and you can see the problems. Khan steps up Kashmir rhetoric with India. Khan, of course, is the prime minister of Pakistan. He said about what India did amounted to an impending genocide. Attempt is to change demography of Kashmir through ethnic cleansing. He questioned if, quote, will the world watch and appease as they did Hitler's at Munich? He continued, it will lead to suppression of Muslims in India and eventually lead to the targeting of Pakistan. These are two nuclear enemies. This is from the Financial Times. The heavily militarized line of division between the two nuclear-armed states in Kashmir is considered one of the most dangerous fault lines in the world. So, hardly anything's coming out of Kashmir now. India's imposed strict limits on social media, anything coming out of there. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what we're concerned about. I said this about 2 months ago. First person I mentioned it on the show, I believe, was David Knight. We are entering into the greatest depression. I'll go through more of the numbers when we come back. They're real, and they're not so good. People already know there's a depression. They feel it in their bones, and they feel it in their pocketbook. It's going to hurt, it's going to be deep, and it's going to be long. We'll tell you what to do and how to prepare. When we come back.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being here. You know, Owen said, I'm in white. It must be ready to boogie. He said, you got it. You know what I say? You got to boogie before the lights go out because tomorrow is it. And I boogie with super male vitality. Keeps that boogie alive. And also, you know the deal. First annual Banniversary store-wide sale. 50 to 60% off InfoWars Life. Free shipping, double Patriot points. It's the first year anniversary of Alex Jones and InfoWars deplatforming. And now more than ever, the First and Second Amendment must be defended, and I'm right there with them.
with an unprecedented 50 to 60% off InfoWars Life, free shipping, and double Patriot points. It's the perfect opportunity for a 360 win. Get the following products on sale now. DNA Force Plus for 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. One after another. Turbo Force, 50% off. And Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Yep. So do what you can. Again, I began this by talking about how the mainstream media, the prostitutes, use the language and call anybody that questions how this guy Epstein was wiped out a conspiracy theorist believer. To me, it's a conspiracy theory to believe this guy hung himself. So anybody, save it for yourself. I don't want to hear it. This came down from the top, as I see it. And again, we played the clip. We did it on our Trends in the News broadcast on July 29th, 2 weeks before the hanging. So, do what you can to support InfoWars and keep the truth alive. They should be banning the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and ABC, NBC, CBS for selling these conspiracy theories that he hung himself. I was talking before about the Greatest Depression. This is a time to prepare so you can prevail and prosper. Now, I've been on Alex Jones' show a long time, and the major media for decades. Now, I'm not bragging, but if you go to our trendsresearch.com site and hit the forecast list, you'll see the things I forecast. And I made my name back in 1987 as a trend forecaster, forecasting the 1987 stock market crash, the first in the world to do it. And the dot-com bust. And clean foods, coined that term, New York Times did a big story on it. Bottled water trend back in the 80s. Panic of 08. I took out the domain name in 2007. One after another. The gold bull run. The first one I did in the 2000s, just before gold took off, it was in the 300 range. On June 6th of this year, we sent a trend alert out to all our subscribers of the Trends Journal. And of course, you could subscribe too by going to trendsjournal.com, the only magazine in the world where you will read history before it happens. You tune into the major media, you get what happened. You get yesterday's news today, the Trends Journal, you get tomorrow's news today. And of course, there's a discount request page there as well if you can't afford the full price, only $129 a year. But anyway, we sent out a trend alert. And again, I've been on Alex's show and many shows. I've been negative on gold for over 5 years. I called the bottom of gold. It was only $50 off. I said gold had to break over the 1450 mark to gain strength. So on June 6th, when gold was selling at $1,332 an ounce, and as we speak, it's about $1,510 an ounce, I said the gold bull run has begun. Because gold solidified over $1,325. That was the first point I was looking for. Point number two was $1,385. Went right by that one quick. And then the next one was $1,450. I've been saying this now for the better part, almost 6 years. And now it's well over the $1,450 mark. I see a very small downside risk of gold. I do not give financial advice. I am a trend forecaster. I don't tell you what to do with your money. I'm not an investment strategist.
I'm not licensed to be one. I don't want to be one. I'm a trend forecaster. The downside risk of gold for me right now, as I see it, 1,430, maybe 1,400. That's a very small downside risk in the futures markets. The upside, I believe, is going to crash through 2,000. And now I'm going to start telling you why more and more. And again, but before I do, I'm telling you to consider becoming very serious about planning for the future. Remember, when all else fails, they take you to war. And my other saying is, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. You're going to see violence, demonstrations, robberies, murder in the first degree. People are going to be out of their minds, do anything they want to get what they want, because they have nothing to lose. When people have nothing to lose, they lose it. So consider buying up enough provisions. Consider guns, gold, and a getaway plan if things get really ugly. One of the first sectors that's going to lose their jobs is the real estate sector, the hospitality sector. That's where you're going to start seeing the first hits. Doesn't mean everything's going down. A lot is going to go up. And those are the opportunities you're going to want to seize. The game changes. That's all. If you're stuck in what you have and where you were, you're not going to be ready to move forward when the big change comes. And when I talk about the products, of course, you know, I promote them because, you know, I believe in them, number one, you know, the ones that I've had that Alex Jones has on his InfoWars stores. And number two, the first thing to consider when the greatest depression hits is for you to be in the best shape you can. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm not talking religiously. Everybody has their own trip. But being the best person you could be. And I want to make this clear. I'm not the same guy I was when, you know, you grow up. You do, everybody has their crap that you do. You try to learn and be better. So this is really a time to consider doing the best you can, to be in the best shape you can. Game's over. Fight's on. And people are going to be fighting for their life when the greatest depression hits. And if you don't believe me it's going to hit, I have some evidence here that's going to make it really clear. When we come back, we talk more about it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being here. Great being here on the Alex Jones Show. I want to follow up on the questions, you know, that Owen asked me. I wrote them down over here. Talked about Guatemala. No more deal to work with Trump, with the new president being elected. I'm talking about the Greatest Depression. The system of trend forecasting is called globalnomic, meaning all things are connected. Or, as Chief Seattle is alleged to have said, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all. So, going back to the immigration problem, this is global. As the Greatest Depression hits, you haven't seen anything. Do you know why they don't want to do the Trump deal with Guatemala? They want to get the people out of there. Because they have their own problems. They don't have enough jobs. They can't feed them. They can't house them. They want them out. Human waves out of Africa, out of South America, out of poor places in Asia. It's not going to stop. The worse shape the global economy gets into, more human waves. So Owen also mentioned that Hillary Clinton
was doing a gig pro-immigration. I want to have a referendum on each state ballot. Very simple. Where we the people will decide whether or not to allow illegal immigrants to come into the nation. And it's a very simple ballot. Yes, I would like more illegal and non-legal, illegal and legal immigrants to come into America. I am willing to pay X amount of dollars in taxes to feed them, to house them, to clothe them, educate them, and for medical benefits. Very simple. Or no, I do not want any more immigrants, illegal or legal, and I'm willing to pay X amount of dollars to protect our borders. And by the way, I'm not in favor of a wall. This is the 21st century. You don't need a wall. I want to bring home all the troops from the over 800 bases we have in some, what? How many countries? 90 countries around the world. And have them protect the borders. And with the new technology that we have, it could be done in a much more effective and without destroying so much of the economy or wasting so much money. So it's a very simple referendum. Yes or no? Let we the people decide. But they won't do that because you got the mafia running the group, the Washington gang. Now, going back to the economy and talking about what's going to happen with the Greatest Depression, the jobs that'll be lost. Again, save your money. Start saving it now. Bottled water. You buy one of the water filters that you have over there that you get from info stores. You get a nice stainless steel container. So when you're traveling, you're in the car, you fill it up. That's what I do. I don't drink bottled water. It's the same crap you get mostly everywhere else. What do you think? This is clean stuff? And I'm a believer that the water in plastic bottles, as it heats up in your car, sends out more and more chemicals in the plastic, and it's not good for your health. So start thinking in those terms. It's summertime. Living is easy. Start going to the farmers markets, buying the best that you could get. Remember, to survive and thrive in the Greatest Depression, number one, you're going to have to be in the best health you can possibly be in, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So, those are some things to consider. And I was going to say, when you look at the data, I'm talking before about gold. Investors weigh specter of sub-zero rates. There's more than $15 trillion in government debt around the world with negative yields. That means essentially that savers are holding those bonds which are paying the government to store their money. You can't make this crap up. Germany, Netherlands, France. Countries have negative bond yields. Japan. You buy a 10-year or 30-year German bond and you get back less than what you bought it for when you cash it in after it matures. And now you have a 30-day bond that's paying you a higher rate. That's called an inversion, a yield inversion. Inverted yield curve. Inverted yield curves preceded every recession in the last 50 years. Capisce? This is not going to be a recession. It's going to be a depression. The negative yields, they can't lower them anymore, the interest rates. The Federal Reserve could only lower interest rates. And now everyone out there that the business media is covering is saying what I've been saying now for 8 months, that they're going to bring yields back down to near zero. And by the way, this is hurting the banks big time because they can't make money loaning money out with these kind of rates. They don't have a lot of room to go down. The last time they did it, the last recession, they lowered interest rates 5 percentage points. Now you got about 2 left. And it's global. In Europe, they got negative interest rates. Yeah. One after another. British economy shrinks for first time in 7 years. UK pound hits multi-year lows. Italian banks still hold more than double the proportion of bad loans of the whole Eurozone. Global banks, you ready for this? This is today's news. Financial Times. Cuts 30,000 jobs as investment climate darkens. Why? That's racist, they say darkens. Why? I think they should do something about that. You can't call it blacklist anymore. You can't get blacklisted. Ah, well, this garbage is identity politics. Can't say amen anymore without saying amen. Almost 30,000 layoffs have been announced since April. Since April. At banks including HSBC, Barclays, Societe Generale, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, and others. European bank woes deepen. All right, I'm staying on the banks. Because if the banks go down, it's a bust. And David Knight is very much on top of what's going on with Deutsche Bank. And I said, man, this isn't, I don't see them being bringing down the crash, but it's certainly part of it. But I may be wrong on that. And he may be correct on that. Because this thing's coming down. Rise in jobless fuels rate cut talk. Canada's unemployment rate rose in July. Okay? Philippines cut rates last week. Thailand cut rates last week. India cut rates last week. New Zealand cut rates 50 basis points last week. One after another. The thing is coming down. They're going to do everything they can to keep juicing the markets up with cheap money. But there's not a lot left, and not a lot left to do. So we're suggesting you prepare, prevail, and prosper. Get ready for the greatest depression. It's closer than you think.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.